97.7 FM and 1400 AM.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Kratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. By Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Cordwright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By the all-new Galesburg Toyota. Buy local, buy with confidence. Buy at Galesburg Toyota. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. By Todd Van Velser, financial advisor with Edward Jones on National Boulevard in Galesburg. Member SIPC. By Elite Inc., offering free design services for all orders. EliteInkPrinting.com. And by Yem Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Brown. A 5'5 senior, number 20, Kaylee Miller. And a 5'6 sophomore, number 24, Candace Leidick. Galesburg coached by Evan Massey. Assisted by Jay Barshinger and Michael Rux.
Thanks to Bill Allison. Caught the tail end of the starting lineups. There, Streaks in their home white with silver numbers, black and silver trim. Burlington in their road black with purple numbers, white and purple trim. For Burlington, it'll be Angel Baylark, Bailey Weeman, Mackenzie Kearns, Mackenzie Blythe, and Alexis Standard. Don't have the sizes of any, but Angel Baylark stepping in the center circle, and Riley Jenkins for the Streaks.
Where's Audrey?
She's on the bench. Because I know we were going to be a little bit shorthanded, and I'm guessing Baylark must be at least 5'11". She won the tip. So in it goes to Baylark down on the right block. Gets double-teamed, kicks it back out. Out high left side, this is Weeman.
Much different starting set for the Streaks.
Yeah, left side it goes. That was Mackenzie Kearns, and knocked away by the defensive specialist, Cadence Leidick.
We knew Hudgens and Livingston weren't going to start.
Yeah, Lily a little bit sick. Lauren out this game, just had something the other night that just wasn't right. And Cadence Leidick with the steal for the Streaks. Crosses over, stops. Nice
step
down. Riley Jenkins running the floor, lays it up in. Really good job by Cadence Leidick. Drew the defender, stopped, and made the nice pass to Riley Jenkins for the layup.
I like the idea of starting Cadence here, Tom. I think it could jumpstart this defense. She's so aggressive defensively. If she's able to produce a couple turnovers here, it might get the Streaks going real early.
Yeah, and I think this is a team where that's really going to make a difference against not necessarily very sure ball handlers.
There's another steal.
Yep, Alexis Standard had it taken away by Riley Jenkins. Riley fell to the floor, got it off to Chelsea Stevenson. Chelsea with it to Riley, left corner, fakes the three, penetrates. Kicks it, tried to get over the top to Arlita Brown, went a little bit too high. She probably should have stopped and taken about the 10-footer there on the left baseline, but
went all the way through.
Right.
The weak side block was wide open.
Yep. Out between the circles, this is Weeman for Burlington. Burlington here, Bloomington here, and now they throw a bad pass. It'll go back to the Streak. So Burlington and Bloomington both wear black and purple. And the likely scenario is that if we win this game, we'll probably see Peak, and they've got the best record of all the teams here in this tournament. Or at least better than the other teams other than us, as Riley Jenkins has the shot blocked and now a tie-up, and the possession is going to point toward the Streaks. 6:32 to play, first quarter, 2-0 is the Streaks' lead over the Burlington Greyhounds. Riley Jenkins inbound from the left baseline. Oh, miss Kaylee Miller there on the block, kicks it out to Arlita Brown, back to Riley on the left baseline, fakes the three, penetrates, kicks out to Chelsea Stevenson out high to Cadence Leidick, right wing, 17-footer, banks it up and in. Whether she did it on purpose or not, doesn't matter. It was a good-looking shot. Perfect. Hit the glass perfectly.
I'm going to go with no. But that was a Scottie Pippen-esque bank shot there from way up on the wing.
And high off the glass, 2-4-0 Streaks. Now a steal by Cadence Leidick. Good job by Riley Jenkins forcing Standard the other way. Now a good pass from Cadence to Chelsea Stevenson running the floor. And she lays it up and in. And Dee Dee Warder calls a 30-second timeout. And she's like, employer girls, like, what is going on here? Come on.
We often talk, Tom, about the ratio of points to turnovers. How about possessions to turnovers?
Yeah.
Four possessions for Burlington, four turnovers.
So the Streaks lead 6-0, 6:03 to play here in the first quarter.
Starting to feel like the sophomore game.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, it was kind of interesting in the sophomore game. I was talking with Janine Bryant, who's running the scoreboard. I was talking with her between games. And, you know, we were saying that, okay, the girls, the Burlington girls, they knew they were running their offense. They knew the spots to go to and everything. They just couldn't make a shot. So it was kind of unfortunate for them, but it was just one of those. And you see some teams that come in and they don't look like they know what they're doing, period, as Caden Slidest knocks it away and comes away with it again.
I have a feeling I know who's going to be the Dave Zoliba crunch time player of the game. Five possessions for Burlington, three steals for Caden Slidest.
That's pretty impressive. The math. Now Audrey Peck in the ballgame gets from Riley Jenks. Shot blocked. Now another near steal by Caden Slidest, but coming away with it is Kearns for Burlington. That was a nice defensive play by Angel Baylark to get the block on Audrey Peck. Out high right side, this is Weeman. Bailey Weeman inside a go. Shot blocked by Riley Jenkins. That was
Kern.
Mackenzie Kearns. There's two Mackenzies. Mackenzie Kearns and Mackenzie Blythe both starting. As Arlita Brown checks in, she'll give Chelsea Stevenson a break. In for Burlington is Ariana Baylark and Bree Porter.
We're nearly 3 minutes into this game, and that was the first shot for Burlington.
Wow. This is Weeman out high with it, working against Caden Slidick, knocked it away. Weeman gets it back, crosses over, and she just wants to get rid of the ball, and it was an errant pass, but fortunately from Burlington, ended up going into the hands of Alexis Standard, and she got tied up with the possession of her points toward Burlington. They will inbound just in front of the Streaks coaching staff in the form of Alexis Standard. And it comes to Ariana Baylark misses shot. Her sister with a rebound put back up and good. That is Angel Baylark. First points for Burlington. Just under 5 minutes to play. First quarter, 6-2 Streaks. Arlita Brown hands off to Riley Jenkins in the center circle. Back to Arlita.
Always tough. Streaks have felt like they've dominated this game, but only have a 4-point lead.
Backdoor pass. Riley tried to get it to Audrey Peck, but it was got knocked away by Angel Baylark. It'll go back to the Streaks. Riley will inbound on the left baseline.
Streaks might have lucked out there. It looked like it went off Audrey's hands last after Angel had tipped it away.
Inbound to Kaylee Miller, left wing, back to the left baseline. Wide open three for Riley Jenkins. Good! Second basket for Riley, first three of the ball game.
It's starting to look like one of those games where Riley's feeling it, so I wouldn't be surprised to see her be a little bit more aggressive with her offense here in the first quarter.
9-2 Streaks up. Oh, no, they called. What did they call?
Oh.
Offense. It wasn't a foul.
I don't know.
Maybe
I thought for
carry,
sure they were going to get the. They must have called the carry because I thought for sure it was going to be Riley on the reach because she reached across the body.
Yeah, it must have been the carry then because there was no foul called either way. So the Streaks get it back on another Burlington turnover. 4:16 to play first quarter, 9-2 Streaks. Riley Jenkins left wing, crosses over, goes back out high between the circles. Now in the center circle, dribbles right, gets a pick from Audrey Peck, goes to the wing, picks up and looks for help and gives to Chelsea Stevenson between the circles. She'll hand back off to Riley out high. Now out high left side, it goes to Arlita Brown. Top of the key, Audrey Peck, right wing to Riley Jenkins. Arlita Brown going down the right side of the lane, lays it up and in. Nice job working the ball by the Streaks, make it 11-2.
Uh-oh.
Oh. Who was that?
Riley
went down. Slipped and, no, she's not limping. Looked like she just slipped and went down, but Burlington turned it over anyway in the process. I was worried. I thought maybe she turned an ankle as she fell, but she's kind of laughing about it. She just slipped on a slick spot on the floor, and Kaylee Miller is going to come in and spell Riley with 3:43 to play here in the first quarter. Streaks leading 11-2. Kaylee Miller will run the point now. She's got it on the volleyball spike line between the circles. Gives out high left side to Arlita Brown. Arlita between the circles picks up, gives to Audrey Peck. Now to Kaylee Miller. Kaylee dribbles right, gets to Caden Slidick top of the key. Caden hands off to Kaylee, a near steal. Kaylee goes to the floor and is able to, nice job by Kaylee, able to steal the ball, grab the ball away from Weeman and got it off to Audrey Peck. Now Kaylee's got it back. On the dribble, gets picked from Arlita down the right side of the lane. Lane's in, a blocking call. Well, you know, I thought that was the right caller because it looked like she had gotten set, but then I thought Kaylee kind of sidestepped her a little bit. I thought maybe she kind of moved into her a little bit. I'm not sure, but we got the call anyway.
Bree Porter gets the call.
I thought that too. It's like, ooh, they're going to call the charge, and first free throw in and out, no good for Kaylee. 3:11 to play here in the first quarter. Streaks leading 11-2, and now make it 12-2 as Kaylee hits the second free throw. Streets will pick up with some full court pressure. And pass just, and it's going to go out of bounds. It was, Standard just let the ball fly, just wanted to get it out of the double team. And Ariana Baylart got a hand on it. That was about all. And the Streets get it back as Riley Jenkins will come in and replace Cadence Leidick.
Seven turnovers now for the Greyhounds.
12-2 Streaks. Riley Jenkins with it. She'll set the offense. She's in the center circle. Now dribbles left. Hands off to Kaylee Miller. Kaylee top of the key. Steps back. Still on the dribble. And looking for some help. Tried to hand off to Riley. Good defense that time by Bailey Weeman to get in between them. Now Chelsea Stevens in right wing. Back out high right side to Riley Jenkins. Riley dribbles right. Gets a pick from Audrey Peck. Goes to the left wing. Picks up. Fires a three. That's off the mark. Weak side rebound taken away by Bree Porter.
Good look at the basket, though, for Riley as Angel Baylark did not want to come out on her.
And now Baylark puts up the 10-footer left side, missed it. Audrey Peck with a rebound for the Streaks to Riley Jenkins. Riley across midcourt gets to Kaylee Miller left wing. Under 2.5 minutes to play first quarter, 12-2 Streaks. Cadence Leidick up off the bench. She'll get ready to check back in. Streaks with just four players on the bench for this game. Nice pass from Riley Jenkins to Audrey Peck down the right side of the lane, up off her left leg, lays it up and in. That's her first basket. Make it 14-2 Streaks. This is Standard on the dribble, left side. Left corner it goes to Weeman. Weeman in the paint, kicks out to Baylark. That's Angel Baylark. She'll hand off to Bree Porter. Porter out high, working against Kaylee Miller. Pass tried to get it to Standard, and it's going to go back to the Streaks as it went off of Standard last, and the Streaks will bring it the length of the court.
Eight turnovers now as the turnovers just keep mounting for the Greyhounds.
Eight turnovers, 2 points for Burlington, 1:48 to play first quarter.
Early appearance for Armani Rivas in this one as she comes into the game. Out of the game is Arlita Brown.
Good luck, Burlington ball handlers.
I think it was Chelsea Stevenson who out.
Nice backdoor pass. Kaylee Miller to Riley Jenkins couldn't have the shot. Gets her own rebound, though. Now it's Armani Rivas. Fires a three out high right side. In and out, no good. Riley Jenkins with another offensive rebound. Puts it up on the baseline. Good. Kind of faded away toward the baseline. Put it up and in. Nice job by Riley with a couple of offensive rebounds.
Well, we know Armani's not going to be shy putting the ball in the air, as we've seen at the end of some of the games. Let's see how she does working here on the defensive end.
This is Standard with it on the dribble to Angel Baylark, right side, 10-footer up, bounces around, used all of the rim, finally fell through for Angel Baylark. She's got all four of Burlington's points. She's very athletic, got really high on her jump shot. And now, what's the call?
Oh, no, we're going to get an illegal screen.
Audrey Peck.
Going to go against Audrey, yeah.
Yeah, Cadence faked the three, drove baseline, and I don't know that Audrey was trying to set the pick. I think she was trying to get out of the way, but got called for the illegal
pick.
Well,
what kind of threw her off is Cadence sidestepped it, so yeah. I think she was thinking that Cadence was going to come right at her at the last second. Cadence moved.
Shot blocked by Kaylee Miller, and it's going to go back to the Streaks. It was Ariana Baylark tried to fire the three-pointer, and it looked like it was going straight under the rim anyway, and Kaylee got a piece of it, and it went off of Porter last, so the Streaks will bring it the length of the court. 40 seconds to play in the quarter, leading 16-4. Riley Jenkins, Audrey Peck, left wing, outside the three-point arc. Back to Riley out near the center circle. Pass got knocked away and goes out of bounds. Ooh, got a break there, I think.
I think so, too.
I thought it hit Riley's
foot
while she was standing out of bounds.
Yeah.
Wasn't it? Yeah. But anyway, Streaks get it back.
That's what I was thinking.
We'll take it, though. 28 seconds to play here in the quarter. Riley Jenkins in the center circle. We'll see if the Streaks work for one. Left wing, Audrey Peck to Kaylee Miller on high left side to Riley Jenkins between the circles. Got knocked away. And Ariana Baylart comes up with it. Left side, lays it up and in.
Yeah, I got the steal and the run out after the steal.
11 seconds to play, 10-point lead for the Streaks, 16-6. Riley Jenkins, right wing. 6 seconds to play, fakes the three, drives baseline, kicks out to Armani Rivas, fires from the free throw line, banked it in. Armani Rivas with her first basket. Good quarter for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. After one, it is Galesburg 18, Burlington 6. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Galesburg Nissan is home with a lifetime warranty. No gimmicks, no deductible, and no expensive service requirements. Galesburg Nissan's lifetime warranty is just that. Unlimited time and unlimited miles. Plus, you get a free loaner car for life if your car needs to be in the shop. And every fifth oil change is free. Yes, for life. We just won our third consecutive Nissan Award of Excellence, recognizing large sales volume and superior customer satisfaction. We want to be your dealer for life, and we'll strive to prove it every day. Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty.
If your bathroom makes you cringe, but you don't want to deal with the mess of a remodel, I have the quickest, easiest solution possible. At Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, we can cover your tub, shower, and walls with a custom-fitted acrylic bath system. It won't chip, crack, stain, or fade. Plus, no more grout. You can pick from a variety of colors and styles to fit your taste, and in just a few days, you'll have a transformed bathroom. I'm Neil Thomas. Give us a call and get your beautiful new bathroom at 342-HEAT.
Congratulations to Jonna Lee, who unwrapped a $100 Kohl's Diamond Gallery gift card playing WGIL's Pick a Present. Time's running out. To find out how to play, go to WGIL.com.
Basketball to start the second quarter. Nice backdoor pass from Riley Jenkins to Taylor Miller laid it up in. Then on the full court press, Riley gets a steal, passes to Cadence Leidick for the layup. So two quick baskets for the Streaks to start the second quarter. Cadence Leidick and Kaylee Miller both on passes from Riley Jenkins, 22-6 Streaks, three-pointer up and no good by standard. Cadence Leidick there for the rebound. Cadence on the dribble across midcourt, right side. Had it knocked away from behind, but she hustles and picks it up on the sideline, looks for some help, and gets it to Audrey Peck, but it gets knocked away. Streaks will have it from in front of the Burlington bench.
It's one of those things. Cadence just has to be aware of where everybody is on the floor. One of the players coming late down the floor came up from behind her and tipped it away.
Streaks looking for the back door again. Nothing doing that time. Oh, and Riley nearly went over back.
You can tell Riley has a good feeling for where she is on the floor because a lot of players would have walked over right there.
Kaylee Miller out high left side, top of the key, Audrey Peck. She'll give to Riley Jenkins. Riley with it to the left elbow. Now brings it out, gives to Chelsea Stevenson left baseline. Chelsea on the dribble, and reaching in on her is Bailey Weeman. And that will be her first foul, second team foul on the Greyhounds. Riley Jenkins with it, 6:53 to play first half. Streaks lead 22-6. Been all Galesburg so far. Audrey Peck gives to Kaylee Miller and got bumped. Kaylee able to run it down, though, against Ariana Baylark. Now Baylark's going to get a call for the blocking foul. That'll be her first.
Was she on the sophomore team?
No, it was number 40 toward the end of the bench.
Okay. I was wondering if one of them was this.
Well, yeah, because I don't know if they're twins or not because it doesn't say their ages.
Right.
Yeah.
And
oh, now inbound pass from Chelsea Stevenson to Cadence. Leidick saw the opening right to the basket. Was nobody else anywhere in the vicinity. Cadence has six, make a 24-6 Streaks.
Yeah, standard had fallen over and a good awareness right there by Chelsea.
And have a foul on the shot on the other, and I believe Riley Jenkins is going to get the call. That'll be her first, second team foul on the Streaks. That will put Bree Porter at the free throw line for two shots for Burlington.
First free throws of the game for the Burlington Greyhounds.
First one is up. That one's short. As Arlita Brown checks in, she'll give Audrey Peck a break. 6:27 to play first half, 24-6 Streaks. First of two games today, the Streaks Invitational. Second shot is short. Rebound, guess who? Cadence Leidick having quite a game here in the first half. Cadence on the dribble all the way down to the baseline and trying to get the shot up. Got bumped. They didn't call it all. And I thought Angel Baylark just lost the ball out of bounds. Cadence Leidick was there, but they're saying Cadence touched it last, and it goes back to Burlington.
Yeah, it looked like she just let it go, thinking that her other player on the baseline was going to go get it, and nobody did.
Porter with it across midcourt right side, working against Riley Jenkins. Gets a pick, now picked up by Chelsea Stevenson, goes all the way to the baseline, looks for help, gets to Ariana Baylark, and she puts a 15-footer up. It's an air ball, and Cadence Leidick there for the rebound. Outlet to Riley Jenkins. Riley dribbles left. On the wing, hesitation, goes baseline, and nice bounce for Arlita Brown. Arlita has to kick it back out, though. Kaylee Miller for three out high left side. Good! First three of the ball game for Kaylee. Nice recognition by Arlita. The pass was just a little bit off the mark from Riley, and by the time Arlita reeled it in, she was double-teamed, so she kicked it back out for the three. Shot, was that shot blocked by Chelsea or not?
I couldn't
miss it.
It looked like she went underneath.
Okay. Well, it was missed badly by Weeman. And the Streaks will get it back and bring it the other way. 27-6 Streaks, 5.5 minutes to play here in the first half. This is Audrey Peck, top of the key, right wing. It goes to Riley Jenkins, top of the Cadence Leidick. Fires a three. Oh, in and out, no good. Rebound kept alive by Arlita Brown. Audrey Peck comes away with it and missed a shot from the right baseline. And Angel Baylark comes away with a rebound. Cadence Leidick knocks it away again, but standard able to get it back this time. Now Porter has it out near the center circle. Pass underneath was off the mark. It was a good idea. She saw, who was that going across there? I think it was Kearns, and just a little bit behind her as Kearns was running the baseline, and the Streaks get it on another Burlington turnover with 5 minutes to play. Right wing, Cadence Leidick with it. Arlita Brown now top of the key to Riley Jenkins. Dribbles baseline, nobody cuts her off, goes all the way to the other side, stops, fires a three from the right baseline, off the mark, and the rebound comes away to Ariana Baylark. Ariana Baylark's going to try to do it herself, runs down between three Streaks and lost the handle on it, picks it back up and kicks it out to Standard. Left side it goes to Kearns. She'll hand off to Porter. Porter top of the key on the dribble. Picks up, looks for help. Now a three from straight on from Kearns. Badly missed, and Riley Jenkins away with the rebound. Streaks on the run. Riley down the left side. Hesitation dribble and gets knocked away that time by Porter. And the Streaks are going to have it back on their own left baseline. 27-6 Streaks with 4:18 to play here in the first half. Inbound comes to Cadence Leidick. Back to Riley Jenkins. Left baseline for three. Missed it. Rebound comes out long to Porter for Burlington. Porter stops just inside the three-point arc. Fires an 18-footer. Missed it. And it's going to go back to the Streaks as the ball falls out of bounds.
Just not a whole lot of offense here for the Greyhounds. And they... Porter looks fatigued. We'll see if they get her out of there because she's pulling on her jersey. And the, she's not coming out.
Standard's going out.
Well,
and
Porter looks a little miffed. She, I think, thought she was getting the sub there.
Coming out. Yeah, I think so too. Naturally, who do I got? Well, she's got Armani Rivas, who's back in for the Streaks, and Kaylee Miller back in as well.
They don't seem to have very good offensive sets on this varsity team, and a lot of players trying to go one on five.
Cadence Leidick with a nice move. Missed a shot. Might have been partially blocked. Coming away with it is Porter for Burlington. Porter on the dribble. She's pretty quick, but Cadence does a nice job cutting her off. Kicks out to Wayman. Top of the key, Baylark. Ariana Baylark knocked away by Cadence Leidick into the backcourt. Porter able to run it down for Burlington.
Well, and what I liked there was Cadence wasn't in a good position to run that ball down, so she just let it go and got back in defense.
Shot missed by Kearns. Audrey Peck with a rebound. Down court it goes to Cadence Leidick. 18-footer, right wing. Good for Cadence Leidick. She's got eight and make it 29-6, and Dee Dee Warner calls a timeout. It's a full timeout. We'll take one as well. 3:14 to play in the first half. Galesburg 29, Burlington 6. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Fly into the holiday season with Cardinals Ticket Packs. 5, 6, and 10-game ticket packs are on sale now and feature the season's top games and promotional dates. Choose from the opening day pack, the jersey pack, the bobblehead pack, weekend packs, and more for a limited time. Upgrade your pack to a premium pack to guarantee all-included promo items. Ticket packs start at just $54 and are on sale now. Get yours at cardinals.com/holiday. St. Louis Cardinals, time to fly.
Take charge of your wallet and your future with advice from Clark Howard. Weekday mornings at 9 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
3:14 to play first half. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Burlington Greyhounds 29-6. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson here at John Thiel Gym. The Streaks Invitational, first of two games today. The second game, looks like if the Streaks head on for the win here, the way things are going, they'll play here at John Thiel Gym at 2:30 this afternoon against the winner of the Pekin-Bloomington game that's taking place over at the Fieldhouse right now. Burlington with a basketball. This is Angel Baylark. Hands off to Wieman. Wieman goes down the left side of the lane, scoops the ball up, no good. Rebound off the hands of Camellia Schwartzman, and she gets it back. That's Wieman. Kicks it out high to Porter. Camellia Schwartzman in for the first time here this morning. It is still this morning. Yep, not this afternoon yet.
No,
we started a little bit earlier. Yeah, it's only 11:17. Now right baseline. Angel Baylark misses the shot, but Wieman there with a rebound, put back up off the glass and in.
Angel Baylark looks like she could be a player. If they, I don't know how old she is, obviously, but if they develop her.
Great length and jumps really well.
And she has a decent-looking shot. It just, you know, unfortunately for this team, they just don't have much as far as offensive sets to get her good looks.
Kaylee Miller, three-pointer from the left wing, no good. Angel Baylark with a rebound. She'll bring it down right side, stops. A jump shot from 15 is no good. And Cadence Leidick with another rebound for the Streaks. 2:12 to play. Kaylee Miller, top of the key. directing some traffic as she's running the point now. Dribbles left, gets a pick to the left side. 10-footer up off the glass, missed it. Rebound off the hands of Baylark last, and it's going to go back to the Streaks as Audrey Peck, Riley Jenkins, and Chelsea Stevenson Stevenson come back in. Armani Rivas, Kaylee Miller, and Arlita Brown will get a break.
Coach Massey playing with an extremely short bench in this one, so he's trying to keep the bodies as fresh as possible, knowing that he still has another game later.
Yeah, because you don't have the sophomores that normally dress varsity available for this because they've also got another game. They just played. Chelsea Stevenson for three out high left side. Good. First three for Chelsea. She's got five. And they get 32-8 streaks. 1:47 to play here in the first half.
Which also means that Streaks get a large lead here in the second half. He's going to have to play some of these starters.
Yeah. Yes, it does, because there's only, four players available on the bench, so somebody that started today is going to have to be in there at the end of the game. Chelsea Stevenson, left wing, fakes, dribbles in, pulls up with a 17-footer. That was a nice job. She faked the three, drew the defender, dribbled right, and pulled up with a 17-footer, put it up and in.
So who had that last rebound for the Streaks? Was it Riley?
I missed it, actually. Okay. I'm not sure.
I think it was Riley.
Porter, got knocked into the backcourt, and she brings it across into the front court. Top of the key. Now Cadence is going to get called for a foul. Just unfortunate, kind of sloppy ball handling by Porter, but it was just in a position where Cadence reached in at just the wrong time and got called for the foul. A little contact there. That's her first, just three team fouls on the Streaks.
It's only been seven total fouls called in this one so far, so it's been a nice game as far as fouls are concerned.
106 to play. Angel Baylark. Oh, that was a nice-looking 12-foot shot from the left wing. Up good. And she gets nobody's going to block her shot.
No.
I mean, she's got great extension, long arms, and she jumps really well.
And she shoots from a high point.
Yeah.
Something's wrong with Porter. She's bent over, and they're going to get her out of here. But she's walking around the floor. I don't know if she got a finger to the eye, but or she's just gassed.
Riley Jenkins on the dribble baseline, and her pass gets knocked away. Streaks will get it back on the left baseline. Yeah, she'll be replaced by Standard, so Porter will go to the bench.
We saw she was tired earlier.
Yeah,
but
it was disappointing she didn't get to come out.
But she was literally, when the Streaks came down on offense, she was at the other end of the floor, bent over.
Caden Slidick into the paint.
No travel.
Oh, yeah. Took a little extra hop there. She penetrated on the inbound play, and she knew that Riley was going to be on the left baseline for the three, but she penetrated that time, and she was going to go up to make the pass out back out to Riley, and took a little extra hop before as she went up to make the pass. 28 seconds to play in the half. Streaks lead 34-10. This is Standard. Drives right side. Shot blocked by Riley Jenkins, and Riley with a rebound. Blocked it and grabbed it. Riley on the run. Left side. Lays it up. Coast to coast, Riley Jenkins with the block, the rebound, and the basket. 36-10 Streaks.
Is filling up the stat sheet right now. She's got 9 points, 6 assists, 2 steals, 2 blocks, and 5 rebounds.
4 seconds to play. Standard. Oh, nice backdoor pass to Angel Baylark. Shot missed. Went in and out, no good. And she came down, and she get hit in the mouth accidentally? I don't know. She went down, grabbing
like
her
it.
Mouth. No foul, though. I mean, Camellia Schwartzman's hand may have gone up going after the rebound, but whatever it was accidental, and the official didn't see it either. But nonetheless, we have played one half of basketball. It's been all Galesburg Silver Streaks. At the half, it is Galesburg 36, Burlington 10. We'll come back with our halftime report, run down our halftime scoreboard, halftime stats, and more. Streaks lead at 36-10. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
They may as well call it Botox for your house. New siding can turn an outdated home into a total head turner. If you're ready to give your home's exterior a complete overhaul, call the visionaries at Courtright Construction of Oneida. Visit CourtrightConstruction.com, the right choice for your next project.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball is brought to you by Todd Van Velser, your local Edward Jones financial advisor, located at 1980 National Boulevard in Galesburg. To learn how Todd can help you reach your financial goals, stop by or call 343-3239. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg. By Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated. Morning, noon, nights, or weekends, he'll help you find your dream home. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on South Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
Markley, Van Camp, and Robin.
We go to Medina, Ohio. 30-year-old, he's out drinking the other night.
Of course he was.
Apparently he got so hammered he blacked out. So he wakes up the next morning. He's got two black eyes and a broken nose.
Oh, my.
And he's also in a random person's living room.
Oh, boy.
He's got cops standing over him. He doesn't know what's going on. Turns out someone beat him up, but he can't remember who. Then he got dropped off at the wrong house, got inside, and then fell asleep on the couch.
Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Weekday afternoons at 2 on WGIL. WGIL, proud of our connection to Galesburg.
Hi, this is Mandy Balser from WGIL, reminding you that the Galesburg Public Library can help your kids come up with the best Lego creations. The library's Lego Mania Club meets the second Tuesday of every month. To find out more, click on community events at WGIL.com.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Local owners, local radio hosts, local news. Find out more anytime at WGIL.com. WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
We're at halftime. John Field, Jim, Tom Erdith, Eric Gibson. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Burlington Greyhounds 36-10 in the first game of the Streaks Invitational. Just a one-day four-team tournament here. And the Streaks with the lead. Halftime scoreboard brought to you by Credit Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg. The sophomores won. They were up 36-0 at halftime. They ended up winning 62-12, which is why we ended up starting a little bit early here this afternoon, because they got done very early. And they just put about 27 minutes on the clock and went ahead and started this game a little bit early. The winner of this game will move on to play the winner of the game that's happening right now over at the field house. That game is between Bloomington and Pekin. And the winners will play 2:30 here at John Field Gym. The losers will play at 2:30 over at the field house. The way things are going now, we expect the Streaks will be playing here. So we'll be on the air somewhere around 2:10. Coming up a little bit later on, and Eric will be on assignment. He'll be on the road, and Jim Lee will be in with us for the second game. Here's what the rest of the schedule looks like. By the way, coming up in between the two games, we're going to pick up what we can of the Illinois Fighting Illini, the Bragging Rights game down in what's the name of that arena now? I can never remember. What's the Savas Center now? It's something else.
Yeah, it's
Scott Trade Center in St. Louis, and they'll play the Missouri Tigers. Of course, Missouri got the best of Illinois last year after Illinois had what, five or six?
Six
straight
wins in a row.
Going to be a big difference here. Jeremiah Tillman had a big game against the Illini last year. He's the one out of East St. Louis that had signed initially with Illinois, got out of his intent, and ended up going to Missouri to play for Quanzo Martin. But he didn't have to deal with Kofi Coburn.
No, and then that's going to be a big difference in this one. Kofi has been just chewing up the competition inside.
I mean, there's hardly been anybody else picked freshman of the week in the Big Ten since the season started. He's gotten it multiple times. So we'll pick up what we can of that game in between. That one actually will tip off at noon, I believe. I think their pregame was 11.
Yes.
I think they tip off at noon.
They
do. We'll get quite a bit of that game in before.
Especially with how quick this one's going.
Yeah, absolutely. So we'll get a lot of that game in, and then we'll pick up the girls again a little bit later. The boys are done. They got a nice win last night over Moline, where they dominated the Maroons, and they are done till their holiday tournament coming up next week down at Taylorville, starting on Thursday night. The girls, after their second game here today, same thing. They'll be heading down to Mattoon for their holiday tournament starting on Thursday afternoon, early game at 1 o'clock, and then they will play again. They'll play Altamont next Thursday, 12:40 pregame, 1 o'clock tip, that depending on how the other games in early go there. Eric and I will be there for that tournament. Brad and Steve will be there in Taylorville for the boys' tournament. Let's see, and then the boys will play IVC at 3:40 pregame, 4 o'clock tip off in the afternoon. The girls will take on Alney at 4:30, so we'll have that game will be on the laser, the second game of that day for the girls. And then Friday, the girls will have an early game at 10 o'clock. The boys will play at noon, and then we won't know with the girls who they'll play till after the first three games will determine pool play, determine what time they'll play on Friday night. The boys are already scheduled to take on Taylorville Friday night at 8:10, so we don't know if we'll have a conflict or not. We won't know that till after our game on Friday morning. So that's what the upcoming schedule looks like here. Again, our halftime Scoreboard is brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Streaks lead at 36-10 at halftime. We'll come back with our halftime stats. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
If trading in your car for a nicer, newer one at Galesburg Toyota has even entered your head, you gotta do it before January 1st. Now, I know what you're thinking. Why the rush, Tony? Because that's when the new state of Illinois car trade-in tax takes effect. So instead of paying no sales tax on your car's trade-in value like you do now, after January 1st, you'll pay sales tax on any trade-in value above $10,000. You still have time, but the window is closing. So hurry in and take advantage of no sales tax on your trade-in while you still can. I'm GM Tony Batson. Trade local, trade with confidence, trade in your car at Galesburg Toyota.
When you're driving at night, do you sometimes
pretend like I can't hear my kids talking so they'll fall asleep?
Well, yeah, we all do that. But do you get these weird halo things around headlights? And everything's like blurry and hard to see?
No. That sounds like a vision thing. You better make an appointment at Kehoe like yesterday.
Night blindness affects millions of Americans. But the Kehoe doctors have the technology to determine why your night vision is poor and the treatment options to get you safely back on the road.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball is brought to you by Todd Van Velser, your local Edward Jones financial advisor, located at 1980 National Boulevard in Galesburg. To learn how Todd can help you reach your financial goals, stop by or call 343-3239. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Mid-State Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Mid-State Manufacturing.
If you have never been to spring training, you don't know what you're missing. Escape with the Cardinals to warm sunshine and blue skies in Jupiter, Florida on your next Cardinals vacation. Each package includes hotel accommodations, rental car, great seats at the games, and an exclusive post-game dinner with select Cardinals players and broadcasters. For information and for reservations, go to cardinals.com/vacations or call 1-800-892-7687.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Streaks lead at 36-10 at halftime. Tom Erdith, Eric Gibson, John Thiel-Jen. Halftime stats brought to you by Todd Van Velter, financial advisor with Edward Jones, member SIPC. Scoring-wise, Streaks pretty balanced. Riley Jenkins leading the way with 9 points, 3 twos, a 3. 6 points for Kaylee Miller, a 3, a 2, and 1 for 2 from the line. 7 points for Chelsea Stevenson, a 3 and a couple of 2s. 8 for Cadence Leidick on 4 baskets, 2 apiece for Armani Rivas, Arlita Brown, and Audrey Peck. Streaks 1 for 2 from the line. 3 3-pointers. Quickly for Burlington, 6 for Angel Baylark, 2 apiece for Ariana Baylark, and Bailey Weeman, 0 for 2 from the line, no 3-pointers.
10 turnovers for Burlington, only 4 for the Streaks. Streaks out rebounding Burlington 16-13, even at 4 on the offensive boards. Burlington 5 of 19 from the field, 0 of 2 from distance. Streaks are 16 of 28 from the field, 3 of 9 from long range.
So these two teams, Streaks have played these this team and the other teams in the tournament. Coach Massey gave me the all-time record. Haven't played Burlington since 0-1, 3-0 against them all-time. Played Bloomington last year, 9-2 against them all-time. Pekin, we haven't played since 0-5. We're 10-0 all-time against the Dragons.
That middle line is going to be tough this year. We saw Metamora look decent. We know Morton's good, and Washington's been destroying everybody up until Morton. And then Pekin comes in, and they've played pretty well early on in the season. I think Canton's a little down compared to the recent years.
Yeah. And we will more than likely see Pekin in the second game here today. There was a travel they missed. It's Angel Baylark. Nice turnaround, 10-footer, no good. And the rebound comes down to Riley Jenkins for the Streaks, to Kaylee Miller, left wing. Underneath, she saw her lead a wide open and just was so anxious to get it to her, overthrew her. But fortunately, I think it was Ariana Baylark, yeah. One of the Baylark sisters, got a hand off, so it was back to the Streaks.
Yeah, for some reason, she put her hand on and then realized it was going out of bounds, so she tried to pull it back, I think, but it was too late and it already touched her.
So the Streaks get by with one there. Second half just underway, 36-10, Streaks lead.
They're doing a box and one right now on Riley.
Good luck with that.
Yeah.
Audrey Peck, right wing. Oh, no, well, now she didn't follow her that time.
Oh, no. Now they look like they're
a 1-2-2 or.
Well, yeah, now they look like. Two, yeah, 1-2-2.
Yeah, I'm not sure what they're. Maybe they're not sure what they're doing either.
Yeah, I'm guessing it might be a little of that.
Kaylee Miller has her 3-pointer blocked by Ariana Baylark, and coming away with it is Weeman for Burlington. Drives down the right side. Weeman lays it up, and she's pretty athletic also. Bailey Weeman, her second basket, jumps pretty well. Left baseline, Chelsea Stevenson pulls it out to the wing. Now bounces for Riley Jenkins out between the circles. 36-12 streaks, second half just underway. Kaylee Miller left wing. Goes baseline, pulls back out, and Coach Massey, I thought he called a timeout. He must have just been giving some instructions. Now Arlita Brown fires a 19-footer. Good. Arlita showing the range there. Puts it up and in. She's got four. 38-12 is the streak's lead. Usually she doesn't pull the trigger on
No. Those. No, she usually waits until she gets a little closer.
Yeah, shot with confidence on that one, though. This is Weeman. Spins in the paint. Pulls up with a 10-footer. Bounces off no good. Angel Baylock with rebound. Knocked away from behind by Audrey Peck. It'll go back to Burlington. 6:14 to play third quarter. Streets with a 38-12 lead. They outscored Burlington 18-6 in the first quarter and 18-4 in the second quarter. Now a jump ball called after the missed shot as Ariana Baylark and Arlita Brown were tied up, and the possession arrow points toward the Streaks. Again, Galesburg playing with a short bench. It's four players available on the bench today as none of the sophomores are up because they're playing, and the sophomores are short because none of the freshmen that dressed for the sophomores are playing because the freshmen are playing as Riley Jenkins missed the three right baseline. Weeman comes away with a rebound. Plus Lauren Livingston out, and boy, Weeman driving all the way down. Nobody cut her off, but she missed the easy shot, and Arlita Brown comes away with a rebound. To Audrey Peck, to Riley Jenkins, streaks, three-on-three break. Riley in the paint, bounces for Kaylee Miller down the left block. They close her out, though, and she bounces back for Riley. Free throw line, 16-footer, in and out, no good. Arlita Brown knocks the rebound away. It's going to go back to Burlington. But Lauren Livingston, unavailable for this game. Coach said she may be able to play in the second game. She tweaked something a little bit the other night. And Lily Hudgens under the weather today, so the streaks are short a couple of players for that reason, and then short the sophomores that normally dress. As Cadence Leidick checks back in, she'll replace Arlita Brown, who gets a nice hand from the streets crowd here.
Yeah, it looks like Lily didn't even. Is she back in the?
Yeah, no, I
row?
Don't think so. I think I don't even think she was here today.
Probably
I think she
a
was
smart
running
move.
A fever or something.
She's
yeah.
got a fever.
And now, nice give and go there, and it is Standard that lays it up and in. That's her first basket. Alexis Standard, make it 38-14. Cadence Leidick, right wing, gives to Kaylee Miller out high right side. Kaylee holds on, gives to Riley Jenkins out high on the left side. Yeah, so it looks like they're in a 1-2-2 zone now, but not really pressuring too much. Not moving very quickly either. If the streaks and the streaks aren't moving the ball quickly at this point either, I guess it's not necessary, but once they do, they're going to really eat this zone up. Cadence Leidick, left wing, fakes, penetrates, bounces for Kaylee Miller, drives in, up off the glass, missed it, already pricked, weak side rebound, up off the glass and in. And Angel Baylark, I think, might have taken a shot to the face again, or maybe, oh no, she's kind of shaking her wrist. I think she fell. She slipped and fell. Must have put that hand down and hurt her, maybe her right wrist. And, well, they bring a sub in, but not for her. Standard was double
Standard's
over as well.
Too.
Yeah. So she goes out, and Kearns comes back in. And Angel Baylark still a little shaken up. I'm not sure if the Burlington bench even knows. They're just going to leave her in because she's got to be in there. I don't know. This is Kearns with it. Now it's Weeman. Weeman penetrates to the free throw line. Down left side. Ball knocked away by Audrey Peck. I think Riley got a hand off than Audrey did. And then Cadence Leidick comes away with it. Now it's Riley Jenkins out high left side. Left baseline to Chelsea Stevenson for three. Good. Nope. Oh, no, it's a
on
two
the
on the line. Chelsea Stevenson with a long two-pointer. She's got nine and make it 42-14. Streaks 4:14 to play third quarter.
Chelsea's given up a few points this year by being just on top of the line with one of her fingers, or feet, excuse
yeah.
me.
Steal by Cadence Leidick once again. Then she's fouled from behind. It was Ariana Baylark that bumped her from behind. And how many steals does she have now?
She's up to five.
Five steals for Cadence Leidick in the ballgame. Got her first start. Cadence with 8 points, five steals. Pretty impressive afternoon already. And how many rebounds?
Four.
So that's a pretty good stat sheet for a game, and we're just early in the third quarter here, about midway through the third.
And she has two assists.
Riley Jenkins, top of the key. To Kaylee Miller on the wing, working against Ariana Baylark.
Well, I think if you'd ask Coach Massey what kind of line would he love for Cadence to put up, this is probably the ideal line. I
absolutely.
Mean, he's not going to look for her to be the leading scorer, per se, but you know, if she's putting up a bunch of assists, steals, and rebounds, that's where he wants those numbers at.
Riley Jenkins with it on the dribble. Streaks taking their time offensively now, running some clock here.
I think they're not 100% sure, Tom, what the defensive set is because they've been – we're going to get travel on Cadence, but the Burlington's been so loose on the 1-2-2. It look, obviously it's easier for us to see because we're up top so we can look down at it, but they come out so wide, they look like they've tried to run their man-to-man offense against it a couple times only to realize it's a zone.
And now they turn it over as Porter tried to get it to Angel Baylark and threw it away. But you're right, because that first possession, it looked like they were playing a box and one, which right. would have been the four players playing basically a 2-3, then one person guarding Riley Jenkins, and then it moved and looked like, oh, it looked like a 1-2-2, but sometimes the way they move, like they're setting now at a 1-2-2, but the way they're moving sometimes it looks like they're at a 2-3.
Right.
So I'm not sure they know what they're
now
doing
they
either.
Figured out, and they got that backside screen to Chelsea.
Chelsea, 15-footer, no good. Rebound, Cadence Leidick. Runner up, missed it. Audrey Peck with a rebound, puts it up, good. Nice job on the offensive glass by the Streaks. Six for Audrey. Make it 44-14 Streaks with 2:57 to play here in the third quarter. Porter right baseline. Leans it up off the glass. Missed it. Riley Jenkins with another rebound. Riley on the run. Left side. Bounces for... Oh, yeah. She tried to get to Chelsea Stevenson, but it's knocked away by...
Weeman. Good Weeman. Job by Weeman jumping out, and she was able to get her hands on the ball. Streaks retained possession, though.
Chelsea to inbound to Riley. Back to Chelsea, left baseline. Chelsea's done a nice job a couple times on the last shot she just missed. They closed out on the three-pointer. She faked, took a couple of dribbles in the 15-17-footer, which she made one, missed that one, but it's a nice recognition by Chelsea. Arlita in the paint, kicks out to Cadence Leidick, and she lost the handle on it. She was trying to make the quick move and just lost the ball in the process. Angel Baylor's going to get a break now as Standard will check back in.
Looking like we're going to have a running clock in the fourth quarter. Unless something changes immensely here in the last 2.5 minutes.
I sure hope not. 2:21 to play. And especially Coach Massey's hoping that with such a short bench also. This is Weeman down the right side. Scooped it up and in and draws the foul. It's going to go against, was it Chelsea Stevenson? That's her first. And that's the first team foul on the Streaks here in the second half. So Bailey Weeman with the basket and a chance at the three-point play. She's got 6 points and missed the free throw. Audrey Peck with a rebound. Good block out by Audrey. Had Ariana Baylor going over her back. Nice pass from Riley Jenkins to Arlita Brown on the left block. Missed the shot, though, and gets her own rebound. Kicks it out. Oh, pass stolen away, though, by Kearns.
Yeah, Arlita, nice job getting the drop step. She just a little short on the shot. She's got to get a little bit more arc to get higher off that square.
Yeah, and she had those long arms of Ariana Baylock on her. Good hustle by Cadence Leidick. She caused the ball to go into the backcourt, knocked it away from Standard, but then while going after the loose ball, she got called for the push.
Well, a little bit ago I thought Cadence did a nice job not going for the ball, and that was a good example of why sometimes it's risky to do that, because you knock the ball away, but if you don't have an angle to get to the ball, you end up running over the ball handler, which is what happened right there.
44-16 Streaks, 1:44 to play, third quarter. This is Weeman, goes baseline, guarded by Kaylee Miller, cut off, kicks out to Ariana Baylark. She doesn't know what to do with
it. I know, she already dribbled.
Yeah, now it's Porter right baseline on top of the three-point arc, badly missed the shot. Riley Jenkins with another rebound. Streaks with numbers, Riley on the run left side. Now she's going to pull it out, no hesitation dribble. Goes baseline and didn't have an angle to get the shot. Tried to scoop it to Audrey Peck, but a little bit off the mark there. Streaks turned it over with 1:20 to play.
Yeah, I don't think Audrey was expecting the ball at first. She was going to come try to screen, and then when the ball came out, she wasn't ready for it.
Yeah, and Riley got a little bit too deep that time, I think she thought, because so many times in this game she's gotten, and the entire baseline's been open, she's been able to go all the way to the other side. Now she got too deep, and she was looking for the shot. She was too far under to get the shot and tried to kick it back out. Didn't have a good angle. And another steal. Cadence sliding. Oh, near steal goes to the floor. Unfortunately, Porter comes up with it. This is Weeman, left baseline, 10-footer. Up and good. Man, that's unfortunate. What a great play by Cadence Leidick, but it went right to the hands of Weeman, who put it up and in. She's got 8 now and make it 44-18, under a minute to play in the quarter. Kaylee Miller swings it over to Cadence Leidick, right wing. Cadence goes baseline, takes Arlita Brown, right elbow. Out high it goes to Riley Jenkins. Knocked away, though, and stolen by Weeman with 46. Weeman down the side and a block. Oh, boy, what a great block by Riley Jenkins. The official's going to call a foul on it.
Yeah, I
think
see
she
the
timed
foul
that
there.
Perfectly, because I thought it was just after it came out of her hand, but the official's going to call the foul.
Well, we've seen her do that several times, Tom. She does a great job. She always jumps wide so she doesn't run into the shooter, and then she just swats at it from the angle. Almost a good chase down block there by Riley. Unfortunately, the officials somehow saw some contact.
And Weeman converts both free throws. She's got 10. Make it 44-20. She's the leading scorer for Burlington now. Left wing, Kaylee Miller for three. Bounces high. Bounces. Oh, they say hit the shot clock.
Yeah.
And so that's no good. Actually, the Burlington coach asked me, because she noticed the clock's not up. She said, "Do you guys have the shot clock over here?" I said, "Nope." I'm guessing the reason those are up there that it's probably coming.
Well,
at some
it was
point.
My understanding was it was a package when they got the new scoreboard.
Oh, is that what it was? Okay.
Yeah, so they figured
with the lights on the board too.
Right. If it were going, because there's been rumors that it might be coming eventually.
Yeah.
To save the money, I think they bought it when they had the opportunity.
Cadence Leidick with another rebound after the airballed three-pointer by Kearns. 17 to play. Kaylee Miller to Cadence Leidick out high right side. She drives baseline, gets under the defender, lays it up, missed it though. Rebound comes away to Kearns. Nice move by Cadence, couldn't get it to fall. 7 seconds to play, streaks up 44-20.
That's going to be the progression of her game, being able to finish that shot right there.
2 seconds now, a three-pointer at the buzzer is short by Kearns, and we have played three quarters of basketball. Not quite the lead we want, but the Galesburg Silver Streak's in control. It is Galesburg 44, Burlington 20. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streak's Girls Basketball is brought to you by Todd Van Velser, your local Edward Jones financial advisor, located at 1980 National Boulevard in Galesburg. To learn how Todd can help you reach your financial goals, stop by or call 343-3239. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter, and they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Sabrina's Bridal and Prom, where you're always one of a kind, by the UPS store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg, and by Culver's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Welcome to Delicious.
Start your day with the WGIL Morning Brief.
Read local news headlines on your desktop or mobile device. It's free.
Subscribe now at WGIL.com.
8 minutes to play in the ball game. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Burlington Greyhounds 44-20. The Streaks actually got outscored that quarter, 10-8. So let's see if we can get those extra 6 points here to start the fourth quarter, although Burlington has a basketball and get that continuous clock. This is Standard with it on the right wing.
Burlington had 10 points the entire first half, got 10 points in the third.
They did look a lot more in sync. And when you had Weeman really stepped up and had
a block.
Oh, was that Kaylee Miller with
the
block?
No, it was Riley.
Okay, Riley Jenkins with the block, and Audrey Peck came up with it. Now a foul, I believe, against Porter. That's Bree Porter's second foul. Just second team foul on Burlington in the second half. They're still in the 1-2-2 zone. Riley Jenkins right wing to Audrey Peck. Out high it goes to Kaylee Miller. Kaylee between the circles, out high left side to Riley. Backdoor pass to Audrey Peck. Right side up off the glass and in. What a great pass. Had to thread the needle on that one. And Audrey puts it up and in, just catches, gathers herself, goes up without the dribble. 46-20 streaks.
You know, Riley's not very tall, but she's got a lot of arms. She's got very long arms, and the amount of blocks she gets for how short she is just amazing.
Great job defensively there by Audrey Peck. Got around in front of Angel Baylark and knocked the pass away. Streaks come over. Now Riley to Audrey, running the floor, up off the glass and in. Might even take some contact. A quick four-point run by Audrey Peck. Make it 48-20. I said we need to get need to run a four-court press. First three baskets. We might not need that. Now a block by Kaylee Miller.
Ooh, they're going to
call. I think they'll call Kaylee with a body. Yep. Nice block, though, by Kaylee Miller. That's her first foul. That will put Alexis Standard at the free throw line with two shots. She's got 2 points in the game on a basket in the third quarter. 48-23, 6:54 to play here in the ball game. Now make it 48-21 as Standard hits the first. Cadence Leidick back in. She'll give Kaylee Miller a break. Ariana Baylock back in for Burlington. Or Baylark, excuse me. Missed the second. And the rebound comes away to Riley Jenkins. Riley goes behind the back, top of the key, stops, hesitates, down the left side of the lane, kicks out to Chelsea Stevenson. Chelsea dribbles, gives to Arlita Brown, top of the key. She dribbles right and gives to Cadence Leidick, and Cadence travel with it. Cadence, her and Chelsea have a similar move when they get the ball, trying to take off quickly. You know, momentum's going one way. They try to go the other way and kind of just slide the foot before they put the ball down.
Yeah, they got to learn to pull that ball across first and get that strong dribble the other way before they do move the feet.
Cadence on the defense against Standard now.
We're going to get a hand check.
Yep. Okay, I mean, you haven't called it the whole game. I mean, not that it wasn't a foul, but you haven't called it the whole game. Now we're going to start calling with 6:20. Now, this is why we need to get back and get the 30-point lead for the continuous clock. And it comes to Angel Baylark on the baseline, knocked away by Audrey Peck, but Stander comes up with it, gives to Kearns on the right wing. Kearns brings it back out between the circles to Ariana Baylark. She'll drive to the free throw line down the right side lane, lost the ball, knocked away, I think, by Chelsea Stevenson. Audrey Peck comes away with it. Now a reach is going to be called on Ariana Baylark. And that will be her third foul. Yeah, the Baylor girls, we don't know if they're twins. They're about the same size. Don't know what year they are because their roster doesn't give us years of what year they are in school, so we have no idea how tall they are. We got none of that information. Left elbow, Arlita Brown, back to Riley Jenkins between the circles. 6 minutes to play, 48-21 streaks. Chelsea Stevens now out high right side to Cadence Leidick. Swing it over to Chelsea, left wing, a three, give us a 30-point lead. Oh, missed it. And the rebound comes away to Standard. Standard on the dribble, goes behind the back, top of the key. Nice job by Cadence Leidick staying right there and kept the hands off of her that time. Porter, right wing, stops, fires just inside the three-point arc, airballed it, and the rebound comes down to the weak side of Cadence Leidick, and reaching around behind was Standard for her first foul. And that's now four team fouls on Burlington. Kaylee Miller back in. She will spell Riley Jenkins. Back in for Burlington is Weeman as she replaces Porter. 5.5 minutes to play. Streaks with the lead, 48-21. Chelsea Stevenson, pass stolen away, and now Weeman loses it. She just tripped and fell going after it, and it's going to go back to the street. Streaks got a break there.
Yeah, they did.
Weeman just got her feet tangled up. Nobody else was there. And lost the ball out of bounds. Right wing, Audrey Peck. Now it's Kaylee Miller between the circles. Backdoor pass, Audrey Peck. Right block. Nice double clutch. Audrey went up. Baylark went up there to block it perfectly timed. Audrey double clutch and got it up off the glass and in. A little hang time from Audrey there.
I don't think I've ever seen Audrey with such a creative shot. That was phenomenal. She knew the block was coming and cocked back and held it just long enough to let the hand go by.
Now Angel Baylark turns around and hits the 10-footer, make it 50-23. Now back to Audrey on the right block from Kaylee Miller, and they called the shot blocked. Didn't call her with a body. It's going to go off of Ariana Baylark glass, and the Streets will have it back with 4:46 to play. Camellia Schwartzman in, replacing Audrey Peck. She gets a nice hand from the Streets crowd. Armani Rivas checking in. She will replace Chelsea Stevenson.
Assuming we've seen the last of Riley, she's going to be just shy of a triple-double.
Kaylee Miller to inbound from the right baseline, and it comes to Cadence Leidick. Back to Kaylee. Now Cadence out high right side. Puts it on the floor, gets to Armani Rivas. Called the Camellia Schwartzman over there. Hands waving and clapping. She was wide open down there on the left block on the opposite side. Nobody saw her.
Riley comes out of the game. She's got 9 points, 9 rebounds, and 10 assists.
So good afternoon for Riley Jenkins. Angel Baylark, right elbow, puts up the 15-footer. Missed it. Armani Rivas with a rebound. Armani's going to go 1-on-3 down the right side. Nope, she'll pull it back out.
I don't think we've seen that much. Usually she's taking that one to the rim.
Yeah, she's okay usually going in and getting a layup.
However, the Baylark girls beating her down the floor probably didn't help her. They've got a little bit of height on her.
Just a little bit.
Oh, my gosh, look at this matchup.
Armani against Ariana Baylark now gives it away to Kaylee Miller, and her pass was kicked. What did he call it? He didn't even indicate. He just blew the whistle. That's out of bounds.
Must have been a kick. Yeah. That's the only thing I can imagine. Megan Rohn into the game for the first time.
And she replaces Kaylee Miller.
Well, and the interesting thing is Armani had Baylark on her, and the Baylark was, like, afraid to touch her, so Armani could have gone right by her and didn't.
Megan Rohn on high left side. Camellia Schwartzman to Armani Rivas. Oh, great nice pass to Camellia, or to Megan going down, kind of the give and go down the right side lane. Megan missed it, but she got fouled.
I think that's the fourth foul on Baylark. It is.
Yeah, on Ariana Baylark. Yep, that is her fourth.
There's probably been 9 fouls called on them this entire game, and she's got 4 of them.
So that's going to put Megan Rohn at the free throw line. 50-23 streaks and missed the first. 3:51 to play in the ball game. Well, I don't know if we're going to get our wish.
I don't think so. It's not looking good.
Even if we do, it'll be late. It won't take that much time off. Second shot is good for Megan Rohn. Her first point of the afternoon. Is it afternoon yet?
Nope.
11:52. First
still
point of the morning.
Morning.
3:45 to play. 51-23 streaks. Cadence Leidick, Garden Standard. She's got it out high on the right side. Now gives to Ariana Baylark to her sister Angel. 15-footer from the right elbow. No good again from that same spot. Everything looks good. She got, just as we said, great extension on the shot, great height, jumps well, but just didn't get the shot to fall. Now Camellia Schwartzman down on the right block, lost the handle on it, and Angel Baylark comes away with it. Angel on the dribble, right side, dribbled it off her knee, finally got it back, got control, kicked out to Kearns. She missed the three-pointer badly, and Cadence Leidick with the rebound. Cadence on the dribble left side. Nice pass to Armani. Revis running the floor. Armani lays it up and in. Second basket for Armani and an assist for Cadence Leidick.
There you go.
Now we got the 30-point lead. Thank you very much. With just over 3 minutes to play. Three-pointer right baseline, no good from Kearns, and on the rebound, it's Weeman got the rebound and put back, and they called a foul on who? Armani Revis. So a chance at the three-point play for Bailey Weeman, who's got 12 points in the game, leading scorer for Burlington.
Thankfully, the clock's ticking.
Yep, and the free throw's up and good. Thank you to Cadence and Armani for getting us that 30-point lead. Armani on the dribble, gets picked from Cavalier Schwartzman, stops on the wing. Swings it over to Arlita Brown on high left side. Arlita puts it on the floor, hands off to Cadence Leidick. Cadence penetrates, stop. Traveled. Yep, travel with it. Yeah, took a little extra step there. I don't know if she's going to fake the shot and try to dump it down to Camellia, because Camellia was open there. But anyway, she took a little extra shuffle there, and the Streaks turned it over with 2:11 to play and the clock running. Standard with it for Burlington, being guarded by Cadence Leidick on the right wing. Pulls it back out. Now pass over the top to Angel Baylark. She gathers it, puts it up and in. That was one of those, like, okay, you're the athlete. I'm just going to throw it up just like a wide receiver. You go up right and get it, and that's kind of what happened. Angel Baylark with 10 now. She's only got two baskets here in the fourth quarter. Now Ariana Baylark with a steal, but bothered by Armani Revis. Missed the shot, then got her own rebound, missed again, and Megan Roan comes away with it, looking for some help, and gets it off to Cadence Leidick with 1:35 to play. Cadence down the right side, goes up over Angel Baylark, missed the shot, and the rebound comes down to Kearns for Burlington. 1:28 to play. Kearns on the dribble out high, gets to Standard on the right side, goes to the wing, picks up, gives between the circles to Weeman. Weeman's not a bad-looking player either. She's had a really good second half after a really slow first half. Now a runner from Kearns is up and no good. Armani Revis with the rebound. Armani runs right by most of Burlington's team down the right side, lays it up and got it. Went right up over Weeman, laid it up and in. She blew right past both Baylarks, put it up and in. She's got 6, 55-28, under a minute to play. Now that was the miss by Weeman, rebound by Ariana. Baylark can't hit the shot, but the rebound comes out long to her sister. Now another steal by Cadence Leidick. Cadence down the right side, lays it up. Oh, too short. Hit the bottom of the glass. Got too far under as she tried to cross it over there and reverse it and missed the shot. 41 seconds to play, 55-28 Streaks. Angel Baylark just inside the top of the key. Working against Camellia Schwartzman, now gives way to Weeman. Weeman down the left side of the lane, pulls up with a runner, rolls out, no good. Man, that did everything but go in. That was unfortunate for her. It looked like it was going to fall through and then didn't. Now three-pointer no good by Standard, and another rebound for Cadence Leidick with 18 seconds to play.
Megan Roan trying to get the attention of Armani Revis. She didn't see her. She was wide open under the basket as Ariana Baylark took her time getting on the floor.
7 seconds to play.
And now we're going to get a steal by Angel.
Angel Baylark with 1 second to play. Passes to her sister Ariana. Doesn't get the shot off before the buzzer. And the Galesburg Silver Streaks with a win here this morning. And they'll play another one this afternoon. Final score, Galesburg 55, Burlington 28. We'll come back with our postgame show. Get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey. Run down our postgame stats. The name of Dave's Autobody Crunch Time Player of the Game. Streaks win at 55-28. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. By Yem Auto Group on North Henderson and Galesburg, home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg, you better call Dave's. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg, you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Elite Ink. If you can think it, Elite Ink can print it. EliteInkPrinting.com. By the all-new Galesburg Toyota. Buy local, buy with confidence. Buy at Galesburg Toyota.
by Todd Van Velser, financial advisor with Edward Jones on National Boulevard in Galesburg. Member SIPC. By Cordright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Craddy Insurance Agency on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Galesburg Nissan is home of the lifetime warranty. No gimmicks, no deductible, and no expensive service requirements. Galesburg Nissan's lifetime warranty is just that. Unlimited time and unlimited miles. Plus, you get a free loaner car for life if your car needs to be in the shop. And every fifth oil change is free. Yes, for life. We just won our third consecutive Nissan Award of Excellence, recognizing large sales volume and superior customer satisfaction. We want to be your dealer for life, and we'll strive to prove it every day. Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty.
Is that what you hear from your drains? If it is, there could be a problem with your sewer that's about to cause you a big headache and one heck of a mess. Call my office at Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating to come out and inspect your sewer so you can avoid that untimely sewer backup. We'll send our camera down to identify any problems you are having with your sewer and give you an estimate on what it's going to take to make that problem go away. Stop that gurgling today with a call to Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating.
It seems like not a day goes by that we don't hear about yet some other hidden spy cam in a rental property. I thought I should teach you how to spot those cameras. So let's start at the beginning. Some tricks to finding hidden cameras. Now, they can be anywhere. They can be in wall outlets, smoke detectors, phone chargers, clock radios. And there are other devices that can act as spy cams.
Kim Commando, Sunday mornings at 9 until noon on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. WGIL is proud to be connected to Galesburg.
Hi, it's Will Stevenson from WGIL with this community reminder. The Knox College Jazz Year's winter performance features the group Black Diamond. A workshop and recital will both be Saturday, January 11th at the college and are free. To find out more, click on Community Events at WGIL.com.
This public service message is proudly presented by the local staff and management and ownership at WGIL.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball is brought to you by Todd Van Velser, your local Edward Jones financial advisor, located at 1980 National Boulevard in Galesburg. To learn how Todd can help you reach your financial goals, stop by or call 343-3239. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Mid-State Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Mid-State Manufacturing.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach, Evan Massey, WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show.
Back here at John Thiel Gym, where the Galesburg Silver Streaks have defeated the Burlington Greyhounds 55-28 was the final score. Streaks pick up their eighth win on the season, 8-4 overall. Burlington drops to 1-5. Good game. Streaks just pretty dominant from the start. I mean, they came out defensively and did what they needed to do and come out with a win here tonight. Getting set for Streaks head coach Evan Massey to join us here after the win. Our post-game coaches interview brought to you by Courtright Construction in Oneida, the right choice for your next project. He was on his way up the stairs. He stopped to do a text or something. But coach is on his way up here nonetheless. A good victory for the Streaks here this afternoon, and they just and this is one of those that you come out, you did what you were supposed to do in this
game.
Yeah,
you took care of business, that's for sure.
Yeah, and that's what you got to do against a team like this. Sophomores are the same thing with the 62-12 win. The sophomores were actually up 36-0 at halftime of their game, and just pretty dominant fashion there. And the Streaks, even with a short bench in this one, able to get it done and come out with the nice win here this afternoon, 55-28. Coming up, we'll run down our postgame stats as well and our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Again, our postgame coaches interview brought to you by Courtright Construction in Oneida, the right choice for your next project. And joined by Streaks head coach Evan Massey. First off, coach, congratulations on the win. And we were just kind of talking. This is one of those, against a team like this, you came out and did what you needed to do against them.
Yeah, I would agree. And I thought
was very happy with the way the guards came out and were aggressive and put pressure on them and kind of threw their offense out. And I thought Audrey and Arlita did a nice job defending the posts inside.
Yeah, and you talked about that pressure defensively from the guards. Cadence got the start, did a nice job, and the other, I think it just all carried over. Everybody played really well, but I thought you talked a little bit about maybe the lack of aggressiveness offensively the other night. That wasn't the case here. You're aggressive on both ends of the floor.
Yes, I thought, you know, offensively they did a nice job, Burlington, of going out and getting in passing lanes and denying. And we haven't had great strength of adjusting within games. And so it was good to see, you know, we seem to be able to adapt and make some adjustments to how they were defending.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah, obviously you had a short bench today, and you're still able to. Everybody got a pretty significant amount of playing time, and it seemed like everybody that got in there pretty much did the job they were in there to do.
Correct. You know, Arlita is somebody who, you know, it's interesting. In junior high, she played a little bit, but you know, certainly was not a starter. Didn't play a lot. Freshman year. She ended up actually played point guard on the freshman team and then came off the bench as a sophomore, didn't play a lot last year. And you don't get many males or females anymore in high school sports that if they're not going to be a star or think they've got a chance to be a star, that they stick with it. And so our lead is kind of a throwback to the days when kids just played a sport because they wanted to play. And, you know, for her, what's so good is in practice – she fulfills, you know, any role we need, whether it's playing a guard, playing a post, or whatever she's going to do, that she's willing to do that.
It was nice to see her step out and actually put up the shot with confidence from, like, just inside the three-point arc and nailed one.
She's definitely somebody who's a team leader, not only verbally in things that she does, but I think she's a team leader in the sense that when you have a senior that is a role player, but they have a positive attitude, it makes it where everybody understands that that's kind of how you need to approach things.
And we were kind of talking about stat lines earlier. I mean, you know, Riley just missed a double-double. Of course, she hardly played in the didn't even play in the fourth quarter, didn't play that much in the second half. Cadence Leidick, you know, we were kind of talking that probably her stat line is exactly what you look for, and probably not even necessarily the points she put in. That's something that's going to come as she gets better. But, my goodness, rebounding, steals, what she did defensively, then some assists on top of it. You know, it's great to see the girls step up.
Right. Yeah, and Chelsea, it was good to see her get some shots because she works hard and a lot of times doesn't get points. And I thought offensively Audrey was as maybe physical and aggressive as she's been.
Coach, congratulations on the win. You got a short break here, and or we're assuming probably Pekin. We don't know for sure, either Pekin or Bloomington. At least the good news is we get to play here in Thiel Gym.
That's right.
Coach, congratulations on the win. Thank you. Streaks head coach Evan Massey here on the post-game show, brought to you by Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. Streaks win it here 55-28. The final will take a timeout, come back, and run down our post-game stats. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
Chip and JoJo made it look real easy on Fixer Upper, but now you realize you're in way over your head. Fear not, friend. Courtright Construction of Oneida tackles projects of all kinds. See pictures at CourtrightConstruction.com, the right choice for your next project.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter, and they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
Silver Streets Girls Basketball is brought to you by Todd Van Velser, your local Edward Jones Financial Advisor, located at 1980 National Boulevard in Gillsburg. To learn how Todd can help you reach your financial goals, stop by or call 343-3239. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg. By Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated. Morning, noon, nights, or weekends, he'll help you find your dream home. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on South Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
Congratulations to Kathy Hyman, who unwrapped two $25 Merle Norman Cosmetics gift certificates playing WGIL's Pick a Present. You can still play. To find out how, go to WGIL.com.
Back here at John Thiel Gym, Tom Meredith, there. Gibson, the Streaks, now 8-4 on the year. They defeat the Burlington Greyhounds 55-28, the final score. Time to take a look at our post-game stats. The scoring really spread around. Streaks with just one player in double figures. Didn't really matter, though, because it was spread around so well. 12 points for Audrey Pett. Coach just talked about how aggressive she was offensively. We talked about the one move where she went up for the shot, and Angel Baylark went up for the block. And Baylark probably about the same height, I'm guessing, right about 5'11 to 6 foot, yeah, with really long arms and jumps really well. She went up with what would have been probably a perfectly timed block, and Audrey kind of pulled it back, adjusted the angle, and got some hang time of her own and put that one up and in. So she had 12 points on six baskets. 9 points for Riley Jenkins, including a three and three twos. 9 points for Chelsea Stevenson, a three and three twos. 8 points for Cadence Leidick on four baskets. 6 points for Kaylee Miller, a three and a two, 1 for 2 from the free throw line. 6 points for Armati Rivas off the bench on three baskets. 4 points for Arlita Brown on a couple of baskets. And a point for Megan Roan on a basket. Streaks, only shot 4 free throws, 2 for 4 from the line, a couple of three-pointers in the game. For Burlington, they actually had a couple players in double figures. Bailey Weeman had a really big second half. She ended up with, after one basket in the first half, 13 points, 5 baskets, 3 for 4 from the line. 10 points for Angel Baylark on 5 baskets. 3 points for Alexis Standard on a basket and 1 for 2 from the line. 2 points for Ariana Baylark on a basket. Reporter was 0 for 2 from the line. They were 4 for 8 from the line, did not hit a three-pointer in the game.
17 turnovers for Burlington. Streaks ended up with 16 turnovers, 12 of them coming in the second half there, but most of them after the game was already decided. Streaks did out-rebound Burlington 37-26. Burlington did get a slight edge on offensive boards, 10-9. Burlington 12 of 49 from the field, 0 of 9 from outside the arc. Streaks, on the other hand, were 25 of 50 from the field, 3 of 13 from downtown. Stats in addition to the points Tom told you about. Megan Roan did have a rebound. Camelia Schwartzman also had a rebound. Audrey Peck, 7 boards and a steal. Cadence Leidick had a big game, 9 rebounds, 3 assists, and 6 steals. 3 assists and a block for Kaylee Miller. 4 rebounds and an assist for Arlita Brown. Chelsea Stevenson, 2 assists and a steal. Armani Rivas, 2 rebounds. And Riley Jenkins, as I said when she came out of the game, a pretty big game for her as well. She finishes the game 9 points, 9 rebounds, 10 assists, 2 steals, and 3 blocks. So she really brought it, making up for the absence of Lee Hudgens and Lauren Livingston.
Good game for the Streaks, man. This is going to be a tough Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, because a lot of players did a lot of really good things today, and we're going to do that. Our final order of business coming up next. Streaks win at 55-28. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
Running up and down the court is like driving up and down the road. Everything's going great until you try to stop on a wet floor, just like hitting the brakes on ice. The next thing you know, you're out of the game. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Let us help coach your winning season with auto coverage that meets all your needs. And with our auto home discount, we can save you money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about your options with Rockford Mutual Insurance.
Mom's night out. Mom's night out next Thursday, but you'll have to meet me there.
We have a problem.
Don't you dare cancel on me.
So I can't drive at night.
What?
I mean, I can, but it feels like I can't see. I hate it. Don't make me do it.
It's pretty common, but don't let night blindness stop you from living after dark. The doctors at Kehoe Eye Care have the technology to determine why your night vision is poor and the treatment options to get you safely back on the road. Make your appointment today.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
Karen Benjamin unwrapped a super wash and wax from Dave's Auto Body playing WGIL's Pick a Present. We're in the final days this year. To find out how you can play, go to WGIL.com.
Streets win it here this afternoon. Actually, they won it this morning. Now it's afternoon. 55-28 was the final score. Got done a little early because we started a little early because the sophomores got done early. They had a continuous clock in their game. They won 62-12. They were up 36-0 at halftime, and we were kind of hoping we would have a similar situation in the varsity game. Wasn't quite that much, but still the Streaks dominant in the ball game. Man, so many good things happened in that game for the Streaks. Time right now to name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. We talked about Audrey Peck, the job she did, especially offensively. 12.7 rebounds and a steal against a pretty athletic girl in Baylark. You had Chelsea Stevens did a nice job shooting the ball. Also, along with her points, did a pretty good job defensively. You had Riley Jenkins, like you said, just missed a double-double, 9 points, nine
just
rebounds.
Just missed a triple-double.
Or a triple-double, yeah, 9 points, nine rebounds, 10 assists, couple of steals, three blocks as well. Really good effort from her. I mean, Armani Rivas off the bench always makes her presence felt. Just a really good all-around game for the Streaks with a short bench. But this young lady, you mentioned it early in the game, she's the one that got it all started, and it was really all about her defense.
Yeah, you go back to crunch time. When it was crunch time in this game, Streaks were up 18-6 after one. It was really right at the beginning of the game. It was the tone setting. And we're going to go with the sophomore Caden Slide, Dave's Auto Body Player of the Game. 8 points, nine rebounds, three assists, six steals. But I think the most notable thing is she had three steals in Burlington's first five possessions. Burlington turned the ball over in four. Actually, I think it was in all five of their first five possessions. So, and it was all in motivated, at least, or generated by the defensive work of Caden Slidek. So, Caden Slidek, the sophomore, is going to be our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game.
Yeah, and again, she just missed a double-double, 8 points, and she had a couple of layups that she could have gotten to fall. Yeah. Would have been right there, missed on a rebound, but really
yeah,
filled
in fact,
up the stat sheet.
She hit four of her first six shots.
Yeah.
She unfortunately just was over the last four because she just was a little off. And you know, part of that might have been she got winded because that was probably more playing
yeah.
time than she's had in any one game yet this season.
So Cadence Leidick, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave. Streaks won at 55-28. Of course, when we're on the road, Galesburg Nissan provides our transportation. Galesburg Nissan has their year-end sales event going on right now. Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty. Well, that's going to wrap it up for a little bit. We're going to wrap things up here, and we're going to send it the Illinois Fighting Illini. Actually, just underway, the Bragging Rights game at the Scott Trade Center in St. Louis against the Missouri Tigers. That should be a good one. We'll get a pretty good chunk of that one in before our second Streaks game of the day. The Streaks will take on, we're guessing, Pekin. We don't know for sure yet. Pekin and Bloomington tipped off at 11 o'clock over in the field house. So the Streaks playing the winner of that game here at John Thiel Gym later. Well, my partner, Eric Gibson, is going to be on assignment for the next one. Jim Lee will be in with us for that one. Eric, we will check in with you coming up next Thursday morning.
Yeah, it's as we
I guess it'll be Thursday afternoon.
Yeah, we'll be heading down to Mattoon, our yearly trip to God's country.
Oh, absolutely. It's not a more beautiful time. We had some on the morning show the other day talking about the best college towns, and somehow Charleston ranked up. It was like the best in Illinois. I'm like, how? There's nothing there.
Best in Illinois?
Yeah, there's nothing there. Everything's in Mattoon. There's nothing right. even in Charleston except at Jimmy
okay.
John's.
Yeah, but there
anyway.
Is Jimmy John's.
All right. Well, that's going to do it. Streaks win at 55-28. We'll check back in just a little while here from John Thiel Gym. Tom Meredith for Eric Gibson saying good afternoon.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.